Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, this is John Riley with today's daily devotional called Let It Be. Luke chapter 1, verse 38 from the English Standard Version says this, "And Mary said, 'Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word.' And the angel departed from her." Pastor Paulson writes this about her response. "Let it be is not just a prayer Mary utters. It's also a prayer Jesus musters as he prayerfully awaits his crucifixion. It's because of Jesus' prayer, 'Let it be,' that we too can confidently pray the same thing. He gave himself for us, which in turn frees us to surrender ourselves for him." Let it be is a phrase of surrender. Surrender can happen in trust or fear. With either motive, surrender to God is better than fighting God. Are you surrendering to the news God brings to you? Do you say to him in the midst of your circumstances, "Let it be"? When I see the phrase, "Let it be," I can't help but hear the Beatles sing those famous words. The band never claimed that the Virgin Mary's acceptance of the challenge laid out by the angel Gabriel was the inspiration for the song. But the idea fits the lyrics that they wrote. Some believers might see this as a stretch, but I find this a beautiful song to contemplate with the Lord, especially in light of the difficulties that life brings my way. The verses of the song, written by Paul McCartney and John Lennon, are what I'm about to read, with the chorus included at the end. Listen to these words. "When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, 'Let it be.' And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, 'Let it be.' And when the brokenhearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, 'Let it be.' For though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see, there will be an answer, 'Let it be.' And when the night is cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me, shining until tomorrow, 'Let it be.' I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, 'Let it be.' Let it be, let it be." You might know how it goes. "Let it be, let it be. There will be an answer, let it be. Let it be, let it be. Let it be, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, 'Let it be.'" I'm John Riley, the junior high pastor at Emmanuel Faith, your partner in ministry.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.